Talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we are bringing this to you from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range, and the show is brought to you by our friends at Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, and brought to you by my buds, Bud Light, and Mick Ultra. So right now, we're going to scoot on over to our sports line. We're going to welcome back to the program a gentleman that we haven't talked to since all the way back in last year, even though it's only been a few weeks. We've got Coach Travis Gaddy joining us from Michigan Center. Hey, Coach.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How's yourself?
Can't complain.
Did you have good New Year, good holiday, all that, good time off?
Good time off. It always goes by so quick, though, you know?
It does go by quick, but I really appreciate the days when I don't have to get dressed until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Love them
I
as well.
Love those days. All right, that's the TMI segment of the show. Let's go to the basketball season and the Rugged Cascades. Let's talk specifically about Michigan Center basketball. So far, you're 500 on the season, but you've had some pretty good competition this season too.
Yeah, we've played some really tough teams so far through the first 8 games. We've had couple games that could have went either way that we've come up on the short end of the spectrum there. I feel like we've kind of turned the corner a little bit since Christmas break and starting to get more into the basketball, getting in better basketball shape and the mindset. Yeah. And we just got to learn to finish some of those tight games.
Yeah. See, I'm looking at your schedule. You had a loss to Onstead, and I mean, everybody's losing to Onstead right now because they have a monster of a center down there.
Absolutely. You lost. Yeah, he went for 27 on us, I believe, in the first game.
Yeah, I mean, he's a beast. Vandercook Lake, still undefeated in the Cascades. Chelsea, which I'm surprised to see Chelsea on your schedule because they're a much bigger program. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, we had them on the schedule last year during the COVID-shortened season. Uh-huh. And Coach Sopay and I have had a mutual relationship throughout, you know, the last few years. And we decided to to get them on the schedule again this year, and they had the opportunity to play that game out at Spring Arbor University this year.
Right. And I'm seeing on your schedule you had Napoleon. You had Napoleon at home, and you lost to them, 45-42. So a very close game to a really good team.
Yeah, we were up 8 going into that fourth quarter and got outscored 16-5 in the fourth quarter. Watching the film, we had some missed opportunities that you would like to take advantage of. Unfortunately, those are the types of games that I was speaking of that we need to learn how to finish out, and we haven't quite done that yet.
Right. I mean, so I have to imagine that you already have maybe February 11th circled. I'm sorry, it's not February 11th. It's February 18th circled on your calendar for when you get that rematch with Napoleon.
You know, honestly, Mark, I just told my assistant coach, Steve Dowding, yesterday that we have Hanover on Thursday, and to be honest with you, I couldn't even tell you who we played next week.
Gotcha.
We have zero margin for error right now.
I think we had that conversation last time where it's one week at a time, which I totally get, and that's something we hear a lot. So, all right, let's talk about before we talk about Hanover Horton, just again to kind of finish up where you are at this point in the season. When you look at the win losses on paper, and you see, you know, 4-4 and 2-2 in the conference, a lot of people are going to say, hey, that's just a 500 team. But when you look at the schedule, I mean, you have a very tough and a very impressive schedule. You have to be happy where you are at this point of the season.
Yeah, you're right, Mark. We actually try to talk to players to make sure that they don't lose sight of and don't get hung up on what our record is, and make sure that they keep in perspective, hey, we have had a very tough schedule. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at the playoff points when it comes to district seedings down the stretch, the non-conference schedule we put together and the early conference schedule we've played so far is going to be very, very strong in our favor.
Right. So I'm looking at your opponent. You have Hanover Horton coming up next. Hanover Horton, so right now they're 3-0 in your conference, but they're 3-5 overall, and I don't know if you follow the NPR at all from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, but you have an NPR The Michigan Center has an NPR of 594. And when I look at Hanover Horton's, their NPR, even though they're 3-0 in the conference, they're ranked under you with the Michigan power rankings. How do you feel going into this matchup with Hanover Horton on Thursday?
I think that's a little tainted. Obviously, okay. Hanover's played a very tough non-conference schedule themselves, and Carson Sanders has not been full strength and probably still is not full strength. He missed some games early on, and he's coming back, and his conditioning and stamina is not quite there, and that quite conceivably could be the best player in the conference overall.
Okay, so what do you have to do to contain and to come out of Hanover Horton with a win on Thursday?
We have to slow down Sanders. Hanover's does not have the same experience that they've had in the years past, but that does not mean that they have no experience. The Gumper kid's back. He didn't get a lot of time last year, but he was a part of that team that made the semis and practiced against that unit every day. Sanders is starting to round into shape a little bit. He's conditioning still a little bit behind. We obviously have to slow him down. Again, he averages if he's healthy, he probably averages in the 20 each and every game. He's not quite there yet this year, but we got to know where he's at. We got to be able to give help, and then we need to slow down the Soper kid as well, freshman there.
Yeah. So, I mean, you look at the overall conference with Vandercook and Hanover right now leading that conference, but it's just tight between you, Napoleon, and Grass Lake. At this point of the season, it's really anybody's conference right now.
Yeah, it is. You know, Mark, unfortunately, we had two home matchups with Vandercook and Napoleon, and we lost them both at home. So that really puts us behind the eight ball right now. And as I spoke a few moments ago, there is no margin for error for us. We've talked about that openly in practice, expressed that to our kids. And you know, I know it sounds like no cliche, but we realistically and have to take it one game at a time from here on out.
Are you bringing anything new to the court for the game on Thursday against Hanover Horton?
No, I don't think we're bringing anything new. We're just trying to do things that we do and do them better than what we've done so far this year. We have good balance. Any one of four or five kids could be our leading scorer on each and every night. We need to get a little bit more from some of our returning starters. A little bit more consistency, I think, is what we're looking for.
All right, very good. Well, I tell you, as an organization here, McKibben Media Group, we're looking forward to bringing our listeners that game on Thursday night. We're anticipating an outstanding Cascade Conference matchup, and we're wishing you the best of luck come Thursday.
Well, I appreciate it, as always, Mark, and I appreciate your time to have me on the air today.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, Coach. Coach Travis Gaddy joining us here from Michigan Center. Coach, we'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, Mark.
This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.